Welcome back to the JX. I'm Mike Green. When people are recovering from traumatic events in their lives, like breast cancer, severe COVID, or surviving a wildfire, the trauma can have lasting effects. My guest today offers a unique approach to helping the healing process along using horses. Riding Beyond is an Ashland-based nonprofit providing horse therapy to promote healing for trauma patients. I'm joined by the owner, Tris Broersma, and you can join the conversation by email at jx@jeffnet.org. Hi, Trish.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you joining JX. How'd you come to know so much about horses and healing?
Well, I was just kind of a horse crazy girl, and just figured it would be a hobby the rest of my life, and started teaching riding and felt like something was really missing. And I had originally gotten all the pre-med requirements to go to medical school. I had a calling for that, but I turned away from it because of the cutthroat competitive nature of medical school and the pre-med classes. And so suddenly I heard about therapeutic riding and just all the lights went off, and I never turned back since then. That was, 35 years ago, maybe.
I have to say, this is the very first time that I've ever heard medical schools described as cutthroat.
Yeah, I know. Well, if I had been in a smaller school and not at the University of Michigan, I probably would have continued into the medical field, but everyone told me that the medical school was more like that, and I just didn't have the advice that it didn't have to be that way at some of the smaller schools. Anyway.
So talk about Riding Beyond.
Yes.
When did you begin this journey and why?
Well, let's see, in 2013, I was presenting at a variety of conferences around the country. And in Prescott, Arizona, a woman presented her experience 7 years previous of actually being in hospice due to her breast cancer treatment, and described how she actually had read a book I published, Riding Into Your Mythic Life, while she was on oxygen, had given away her horses, except one. And it got her thinking that maybe the story the doctors had given her didn't have to be her story. And just for comfort, she went out and lay down on the back of her one remaining horse with the help of some friends. And the hospice nurse asked her what she was doing to get better in the next day or two. And she just ran with it because it took her a few minutes to realize the only thing she'd done different was climb on that horse. And within a few weeks, she got out of hospice. Within a year, she was fully recovered from the damage to her heart and lungs. And it just really, at that time, I was doing so much traveling that I wasn't doing much here in the Rogue Valley, and I was really seeking something for my community to offer. And I was just astonished that I had accompanied two close friends 10 or more years before that who had breast cancer and stage 4, which is really serious. And I had accompanied them to treatment. And I saw what they had gone through, and it hadn't occurred to me that the horses at Hope Equestrian Center, which I was running at the time, the therapeutic riding program here in the Valley, that those horses might have helped them. And I came back and haven't looked back.
So you were working with horses, but you didn't actually realize the kind of healing process that they could have.
Well, it was, therapeutic riding is oriented towards people with special needs and disabilities. And it's profound what happens. There is healing that goes on. But the kind of healing that's needed for breast cancer survivors is emotional and spiritual. And therapeutic riding tends to be oriented towards offering people adaptive riding, a sport, a way to get exercise in a very invigorating and healing environment. But what we do at Riding Beyond is really quite different. it's oriented towards enlisting the horse as much more of a participant than just something to be ridden. Okay, and I kind of knew that was helpful, but frankly, our first session when we piloted Riding Beyond opened my eyes to it, because what I'd heard about at the conference really had more of an emphasis on the physical. Mm-hmm. But my horse Mystic, when our first client reached out her hand to greet her, for Mystic to touch the back of her hand, after Mystic was eager to do that, she was friendly, she was very interactive, and she stepped forward though and started nuzzling this woman in her solar plexus area very rapidly and gently, and I'd never seen her do anything like that, and I thought maybe she was getting ready to bite her. I was really on guard, but and also I knew this woman was afraid of horses, and she was not stepping away. And so after about 30 to 45 seconds, I put my hand on her chest and she stepped back. And this woman, she had tears running down her face. And she said, she went right to where my tumor is. And she said the reason she didn't step away was that she felt this amazing energy just pouring into her from the horse. And she just wanted more of it. And it was a life-changing event for her. It allowed her to take on the horse as a companion 24/7. She, in the coming weeks, she talked to us about how she had not been able to grieve the loss, the death of her adult daughter that had happened in the previous year, and that she felt the depression of that coming on again. And suddenly she saw in her mind's eye Mystic's face and eye, and she suddenly had this emotional release that she'd been seeking for many months. So, you know, we realized we're on to something else here than what I've ever experienced. And part of it was that Mystic was a horse, along with my other horses that I had been working with at Liberty. That means I'm turning the horse loose and training during the training, without a halter to enforce, you know, for me to be the boss, so to speak. So that I was in a position with working them at Liberty where I had to become more skillful in communicating with them and enlisting their willingness to give me leadership, because that's really important for safety. But in the process of that kind of communication, our horses are much more communicative than horses that are just trained in this standard way. That Liberty training has really taken hold. It's not like I'm the only one who does it. But and this kind of work with horses has taken hold in the therapeutic riding world in the last 15 years. Increasingly programs have psychotherapist on staff, or who works with the participants. So,
well, this sounds absolutely amazing, somewhat spiritual. I'm joined by the owner of Riding Beyond, Trish Broersma, and she helps breast cancer survivors and other victims of trauma heal through horse therapy. Now, Trish, this sounds absolutely incredible, but here's the thing, and you told me that one lady was actually afraid of horses, and I was going to ask you about that, but horses are as individual as people, I imagine. How do you choose the horses?
Well, that's a really good question. We work with the horses, and you know, in one case, there was a horse who he was really friendly. He was very engaging, and we thought he would be that he would enjoy the work. And he had visited some of our sessions, but actually, in the very first session, when there was two people, somebody holding him and then someone coming up and touching him, he became very tactily defensive. He didn't want anyone to touch him. And we realized that he was 20 years old at this point. But when he was 4, he had had an autoimmune disease that had caused his body to swell up. And it took him several months to get over it, but he we evidently the stimulus of our work was triggering, you know, his sensitivity, and he just couldn't tolerate it. It wasn't fun for him. And so, you know, we just spend time with a horse and see if it's something they want to do, you know. And, you know, the fact is, Mystic, my horse, when I came back from that conference and said to a few friends, hey, I want to try this out with Mystic, everyone said, you got to pick a quieter horse. She's the dominatrix of the barn. She's very hormonal and reactive. And so I just said, well, come on, let me try it. Let me climb up on her back. And I had worked it out with her through the Liberty work, and we had a good relationship, but she wasn't one of my teaching horses. But when I climbed on her back, she became fully focused on me. She did not move a muscle, and I thought, okay, well, she knows me. That's not too unusual. But two other people whom she did not know, they're in the group who were helping out, they climbed on her back too, and she was totally into it. So that's how, you know, it's like, okay, that's enough for me to train her over the next few months before we did the pilot program. And then she did that bonding with that woman. And so, you know, I realized there was something new available to us. Yeah. And I just want to mention that I'm not the owner of Riding Beyond. I'm the director, and it's a nonprofit organization. So it's technically owned by the board of directors. Okay.
I appreciate that clarification.
Yeah. It's okay.
So talk about the actual sessions. What is that like? And how do people get involved?
Yes. Well, it's a lot like that story. The first session, we actually do that greeting with the three. We have like five horses and a donkey that are available for our sessions. So we usually have, say, three of those. The donkey's really more there for comic relief, actually, but she has her role, that's for sure. So anyway, people, we do a lot of sharing of ancient stories that have to do with the power of horses that some of the, like, for instance, in the Greek culture, they were totally tuned into what horses could do, you know. So we share ancient stories, and we share modern stories of our own, that about the heart-to-heart relationship with horses and the natural world. And then we experience those with the horses. We walk to music with the horses. We groom them. We interact with them in a lot of ways that we allow to emerge according to what feels appropriate to that person.
So build a relationship.
Yeah, build a relationship, and we'll set up an obstacle course, and the horse, and we haven't been getting on the horse since the pandemic started because we couldn't do social distancing, but we actually found out that having that requirement allowed us to develop even more powerful exercises with the horses, relationships, games that we play with the horses. The horses are totally into it. It's not just about us asking the horse to do something. It's about responding to what they're asking us. It's a give and take. We do conversations essentially with the horses. And it's all about learning our body language, because we're so caught up in the spoken word, although I swear one of my horses understands English, but the horses are all about body language, and they have this heart field, this heart energy field that has been scientifically studied for about 15, 20 years with PTSD war veterans. And the coherent heart field of the horse is associated with states of calm and joy and peace. And people who have had trauma don't have a coherent heart rhythm.
Well, I'm going to have to leave it there. I've been talking with Trish Broersma, director of Riding Beyond. Thank you so much for an insightful conversation.
Well, I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you so much. And we use a lot of volunteers, so anyone can go to our website and see that.
Well, that's it for today's JX Segments. Jeff Exchange is our website where you can find these conversations and more. I'm Mike Green. Thank you.